Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Today, we're going to tackle a subject for interest, which will help you with your English conversation practice. I think what's really useful sometimes as a language learner is if you just get to listen to ordinary conversation topics, natural spoken English, as though I'm just having a conversation, a chat, if you like, with you. This is the best type of listening practice. So I'm going to tell you about something which is really commonplace in the UK and which lots of people do for their health. I'm going to look at the history of it, and then right at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you about the benefits. You never know, you may be persuaded to take it up yourself. So I just thought I'd share with you some information about diet and health for our English conversation practice today. Lots of people in the UK do something called intermittent fasting. There are all kinds of benefits, lots of positive effects from this, and it's an idea you may already have come across. It's good for your health and it helps you lose weight. But first of all, vocabulary. You probably know the word fast as an adjective already, F-A-S-T, which means quick, speedy, not slow. Okay, but there is another use of the word fast in English. It can also be the verb to fast. And when it's used as a verb, it means to go without food, to not eat. So when I say fasting, it's just the noun made from the verb to fast. So fasting is a very common practice. Lots of people do it. And intermittent fasting, well, intermittent means that you do it on and off in a regular pattern. So you do it every week. Now, fasting has a long history in the context of religion. If you're Jewish, then you may fast when it's the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. If you're a Muslim, you follow Islam, then you're likely to fast when it's Ramadan, during daylight hours. And fasting is a big part of religious practice for Hindus. In Christianity, fasting was more of a practice in ancient times, following the example of Jesus fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. So, more English conversation practice around vocabulary for various religions. But fasting for health and well-being has also been around for a while too. It's been known for a long time that it sharpens the mind. It makes your brain work more effectively. And this is why fasting goes alongside contemplation when it's done for religious reasons. Contemplation, from the verb to contemplate, means to think deeply, like you might if you were fasting because of your religion. Now, however, we have proof, we have evidence, both from medical research and from neuroscience research, that fasting is good for you. Neuroscience is the science which studies the brain. There are lots of health benefits, advantages for your health and well-being from fasting. The idea was promoted a few years ago in the UK by a doctor turned journalist called Michael Mosley. He continues to write books and make television programs about health, and his particular interest is in what we call preventative medicine. So preventative is an adjective, and it comes from the verb to prevent, meaning to stop something from happening. If I prevented you from parking your car, it might mean I went and stood in the parking space and stopped you from parking there. So preventative medicine is interesting. It's the science of trying to prevent disease, trying to stop the illness from happening, rather than trying to treat the illness or the disease once it's arrived. So preventative medicine is surely the way forward. Let's discover what we can do to help ourselves stay healthy. And as science becomes more and more sophisticated in its understanding of how our human bodies work, then we can test out what's good for us. What's good preventative medicine? So Michael Mosley tried fasting himself and monitored, observed the effect on his body. And he found that it had all kinds of positive effects. I'll list the positive effects of fasting at the end of the podcast. You might be interested in trying it for yourself. Michael Mosley found it so easy to do and therefore successful that he wrote a book on it and promoted his method of fasting, which is well known in the UK as the 5-2 diet. Now, it's called 5-2 because you eat normally for 5 days of the week and you fast for 2 days of the week. And on the 5-2 diet, it means that you only get to eat 500 calories on each of your fast days. So it's not a complete fast. You do get to eat. But if you've ever tried doing this, 500 calories is not very much for a whole day. So it can be quite a challenge if you've not done it before. What's interesting is that lots of people took up this diet when it first was suggested, and many of them are still using it. I've been doing it for around 4 years now, and it's a brilliant way of making sure I don't put on any weight. It's really hard not to gain weight on our Western diet, but this method works for me. I weigh around the same as I did 4 years ago when I started. So if you want English conversation practice, if someone starts to talk about their 5-2, you'll now know exactly what they mean. But there are other ways of doing intermittent fasting, not just the 5-2. Some people take this diet and they do a variant. A variant, V-A-R-I-A-N-T, just means a slightly different version. A variant of something means that it's just changed slightly. It's almost the same. Some people find that doing 6-1 is enough. So 6 days of normal eating each week and 1 day of fast, while others choose to do 4-3. So 4 days of normal eating and 3 days of fasting. That's a bit harder. However, you can also do intermittent fasting by, say, doing all your eating between 12 p.m., 12 midday, and 8 o'clock in the evening. And then you just don't eat anything after 8 o'clock and you fast effectively until 12 midday the next day. So really what you're doing here is having 8 hours during the day when you can eat and 16 hours overnight when you fast. One of the reasons why these diets are so effective is that people stick to them. It's not really a diet, it's more a lifestyle change. So even if you have to be careful with your calories on your fast days, the rest of the time, you're not counting calories you eat normally. Except that what you find is that after a fast day, you can't eat as much as usual. It resets your appetite. And your appetite, A-P-P-E-T-I-T-E, means the amount you want to eat. So you might use the word appetite like this. I've been ill, so I've had no appetite. Or, he has a huge appetite for fruit and vegetables. So fasting is good because it resets your appetite. You appreciate your food much more, but you actually eat less. So let's do a bit of English conversation practice around numbers here. The 5-2 diet keeps your weight down because actually you're only eating 500 calories for 2 days of the week. So let's work this out. If you normally eat an average of 2,000 calories a day, then you will eat 14,000 calories in a week. Using the 5-2 fasting example, so if for 2 days a week you eat only 500 calories, and then for 5 days of the week you eat 2,000 calories, you'll consume 11,000 calories overall in a week. So that's the same as an average of 1,500 calories a day. It's slightly more, but let's keep the numbers simple. So another way of saying this, using the 5-2 diet, you reduce the average number of calories that you eat in a week overall by 25%. English conversation practice around numbers. Did you follow that? If you didn't, see if you can understand it when you listen again. Basically, part of the way 5-2 works is you're using fewer calories or you're eating fewer calories overall in a given week. Now, I promised you at the end of this podcast, I'd let you know some of the other health benefits of fasting. And actually, they're much more important than just reducing the number of calories that you eat so that you can maintain a healthy weight. You may have to look up some of these medical words, or you may find that they're the same or similar in your language. But I'll leave you to work these meanings out. So here's a series of true statements about fasting. Intermittent fasting helps your levels of insulin, so that you're much less likely to get diabetes. Intermittent fasting is good for your heart. You're less likely to have heart disease, high cholesterol, or high blood pressure. It's been proven that intermittent fasting increases your lifespan. On average, people who fast live longer. Fasting causes the cells in your body to repair faster. Intermittent fasting means that you're less likely to get cancer. And finally, intermittent fasting is good for your brain. It reduces the chance of getting all the major diseases of the brain, like Alzheimer's. It reduces inflammation, control of insulin is better for the brain, and fasting increases the chemicals in your brain, which help renew and repair brain cells. All of this is proven fact. There's medical evidence for all of this. So if you didn't know about fasting, then research it yourself and see if it's something that you might like to do. And you may ask, is it difficult to fast? Well, my answer would be, you get used to it. It's easier when you've done it a few times. You develop your own habits. You find out what works for you. It's best to keep busy. Stay out of the kitchen. Stay away from other people who are eating. And whatever you do, don't nibble. There's a word for you to look up, nibble, if you don't know it. So there you are, English conversation practice, which may also be good for your health. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.